It's been a year of incredible change. Change that for many of us has been painful and confusing. Change that often feels too much for any one of us to carry. But what if, underneath the surface of all that's been lost, amidst the rubble of what's been uprooted, another story exists? One of opportunity, persistence, and hope. One that not only says you were made for change, but that you were made to thrive through it. Join us as we reflect on and embrace this journey of change, discovering what it means for each of us to lean in, look forward, and reimagine the future together. It was mid-May when I finally came to the uncomfortable realization that COVID wasn't going away anytime soon. Before then, I hadn't wanted to give in to the finality of it all by embracing this new normal. In my uncertainty, I turned to the Psalms. There, I found solace as the author freely expressed his every thought and emotion. Raw and unfiltered, swinging back and forth between despair and hope, lament and joy, grief and gratitude. All of them valid. All of them an acknowledgement and affirmation of my own experience. How timeless and welcoming Scripture is. Throughout the Psalms, David's world is often chaotic. Even in his privileged position as king, he acknowledges how little control he has. In Psalm 13, he writes, "How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me?" I relate to those feelings in so many ways, and maybe you can too. If 2020 has done anything, it's reaffirmed what little control we truly have over the circumstances of our lives. Though this lack of control can be discouraging at times, the Psalms remind us that persistence, even in the midst of the unknown, can bring about powerful and lasting change. Change that presses on, even when things are tough. Change that keeps moving forward. Change that pushes us to evolve and to become. This good and necessary change, though, isn't easy. In the midst of this persistence, in the midst of pressing on and marching forward to make things new, we must also persist in caring for our souls. Dallas Willard reminds us that we are a soul with a body, though we sometimes live like we're a body with a soul wrapped in what is temporary. As such, our eternally persistent souls are worthy of persistent loving care. Our souls need rest. Our souls need reprieve. David places much attention on the state of his soul, addressing it directly at times. In Psalm 116:7, he writes, "Let my soul be at rest again, for the Lord has been good to me." I have often copied David, using this psalm as a breath prayer of meditation, It reminds me that my soul, the eternal part of me, can only persist through change when it is at rest in the persistent, unchanging love of God. During this season marked by a world chock full of limitations, fearful, polarizing, and unknown, persist in tending to your soul, your sacred, one and only, most precious soul. It matters to God, who is persistently pursuing you. It matters to the community you share with others. And it matters to the most vulnerable, whom we are called to serve. Persistent soul care is what allows us to persist in creating change that lasts. Take some time for quiet reflection. Ask your Heavenly Father, how is my soul doing? Where is it flourishing, and where does it need rest? Am I living as a body with a soul, or a soul with a body? In this next moment, listen for what God is saying to you. Bring your whole soul to Him and take comfort that He already knows what you need. You are safe with Him. His persistent love does not change. God, let my soul be at rest again, for you have been good to me.